Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Solo, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready to ball the blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get alert, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page, Baller Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
BCT, what up?
Asia Nay in the building.
Hey, it's Wilder. I'm in the building today.
Mermaid gang.
Why you had to tell the people that?
Nah, you was actually on time for us.
Damn. Now everybody gonna think I ain't punctual.
Mermaid gang.
Mermaid gang.
Is it still mermaid gang?
Yeah, you know, we rocking it.
Okay.
Hello.
So are you... Wait, you have a jacket and nothing on underneath it?
I was...
Correct.
Like, legit?
Correct. But I have boob tape on.
So if your jacket comes off...
It won't.
Because so it's stuck to it.
It's boob tape.
I don't have boobs, bro. How would I know that?
So it's like double-sided...
Just tell you.
It's like double-sided tape, right? So basically, you just peel it off, put one side on your boob, the other side on your jacket.
So your jacket is your shirt?
It
Got
is.
It. Okay, now you're hosting the show with us. We're going to get in your business too, okay?
Get in my business then.
All right, OCT, are you ready?
Let's get it. Just in case you missed it. Did y'all see that surveillance footage of TSA taking that man's money out the wallet?
$500.
Yes, it was, luggage. What? It was the luggage coming out.
Oh!
And it was a video, and they, I saw that.
$500.
Yeah, that's cap. I hate seeing stuff like that. Come on, bro.
Yeah, man. How much y'all paying these people at TSA? Because if they in there stealing, y'all not paying them what these people worth. Because y'all not paying them to be as mean as they are at TSA.
I would like to also say, every time I grow my hair out, y'all pull me for a random check. And it be random to y'all, but it's not random to me. Every time I grow my hair out, it's like y'all think I don't know.
You know what's crazy that you say that? Because
I remember
I was in Arkansas and I was going to Atlanta and some told me because they was just looking at me weird in the airport because first of all, the airport in Little Rock is small as shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going through TSA pre-check. I notice I'm the only black person going through TSA pre-check.
Random check.
I get a random check.
Did you have an afro?
No, I just felt it. You know how like you feel something bad about to happen?
And they be staring at you because I done got taken from my gate. Like, and I ain't never been to jail before, but like I was at the gate one time. You just see people walk up. You feel somebody staring at you. They're like, ma'am, we need to go through your bags. I'm just like.
Wait, that happened to you?
Yes. I was traveling to San Francisco. This probably was like a year ago.
Or so. I had an undercover agent a couple years ago. I was flying to LA, but you know, most of the times when I go to like LA or like, you know, Miami, I just do one way.
Yeah.
So when I went to the airport in the morning, I remember it was like two guys. It was like a black guy and a white guy. And they were just like looking at everybody, like we're getting on the plane. We're like boarding the plane. And they're like, yeah, we're such and such with the DEA. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes. That's what they said to me.
Scared the shit out of me. I'm like, Who I need to snitch on? No, I'm just kidding.
But, I'm ready to tell.
But they was like, yo, we got to go through your bags. And I was like, for what?
That's what they said to me. Yeah, I'm telling like, you. That's the random, same people.
Yeah, they was like, we got to do a random check.
You weren't moving away.
No, and then what was so much weirder, like I was traveling by myself. So when I get on the plane, people start like trying to airdrop me. And then the airdrop says something about DEA. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. What? I'm ready to get the fuck off this plane. And it was so uncomfortable because we was in line to get on the plane. And they literally stopped me in the line like, man, we got
to
go through your bags.
Yup, that happened.
And I had ibuprofen. They're like, you can't carry ibuprofen. I'm like, what? Like, it gotta be in the labeling of what the actual medicine is.
Oh yeah, they don't play about that.
They got a little stricter on that for sure.
But I didn't even know that that was legal. But you know that also happened to a comedian. I can't remember his name.
Harlan?
No, it happened. I cannot remember this guy's name. But anyways. He went through Atlanta Airport as well. The same people that's been checking everybody at TSA checked him, and he's actually suing the Atlanta Airport.
Why?
Because that's illegal.
So check you and say you're the DA?
You can't. Let me stop saying it's illegal. I don't know if it's illegal.
I think it's illegal.
I didn't know that. You can check, because that's the point of TSA, is to go through the screening process and make sure.
That's the point, and I'm over here saying it's not random to me if it happens to me often.
Right.
When I go fly, I've been selected for a random check.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be way out of context. That's like an 85% time I'm in the airport, I'm getting asked to get put to the side.
Man, listen, it was somebody dressed like a certain way at the airport, I'm not going to say, but in my mind, I said, they're going to grab their bag. And they grabbed their bag, and I was like, yo, this is crazy, because I fly a lot, so I'm always like paying attention, like how these, you know, these people are like selecting people, like, because it's not random.
Didn't something happen to one of y'all when we were going to California?
Yeah, me.
Wait, what happened?
We were going to LA for BET Awards, and I'm walking up, and the security guard was like, what you doing? Where you going? And I started talking to him. He was like, I know your voice. You the radio guy. He was like, I got to check your bag. I'm over here like, all right.
What?
And he was like, is there anything in your bag? I was like, go ahead, check my bag. He was like, what you got going out there for? I said, the BET Awards. He was like, oh man, Greg Street's on the plane too.
I just feel like randomly, if you already checked at TSA, how could you come to the gate and retrace?
This was at the gate.
I can understand.
Oh,
you was at your gate.
At the gate.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too. I was at the gate too.
When they scan you to go on the plane?
That's what happened.
That's what happened to me too.
Come to the side.
But it's just
like they've been watching you or something.
Yeah, they're. I'm telling you, before the two people walked up to me, I felt eyes on me. I'm just like, and then it's so embarrassing. Everybody in the line, they just looking at me. I'm looking like, man, I don't do nothing illegal.
Man, listen,
like, that shit was crazy. I
had that 6 a.m. flight, and as soon as they said DEA, I was like. I woke up, whatever sleeping, I said, I'm like, what the hell y'all talking to me for?
Right. I was so confused.
I don't want to give these people no more attention.
Yeah, okay.
Well, sadly, we have to because Tory Lanez is locked up, and Tory Lanez's motion for appeal in the Megan Thee Stallion case was denied.
Okay? So he's going to prison now.
Oh, yeah.
10 years, too,
indefinitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a long time, man.
He probably won't do 10 years, though, huh?
Nah, he's not going to do 10 years. He probably
do 50%. He probably or 85.
I think he probably do like 7 years.
But we know after he get out, he going back to Canada.
Yeah, really?
So he can't come.
Is he going to be banned?
I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that he's going to have
to. Oh, because he got in trouble in another country.
You know what's crazy? Is like,
where you from?
Yeah. Megan's getting a lot of slander. Every time I see Megan Thee Stallion gets posted, I always see like people talking about the Tory Lanez case. Like, did you see when she was at the VMAs and her and Justin Timberlake was having a conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was looking at the comments and people were saying like, another man that she's about to send to prison. I was damn.
Stop it. They need to quit that. And they also need to get off Cardi, man, with the whole bongos thing, because they're giving her a rough time about that.
I like the song, honestly. I think it's different. The beat definitely would grab my attention.
Turn up, Cardi.
I think people need to stop harping these artists so much on their music. And I feel like, somebody like a Cardi B who hasn't released her own single for a very long time, I feel like that's the reason why.
And this was Megan's first time coming back. Exactly.
I do like how Megan takes mental breaks. I don't know if she calls them mental breaks. I like how she takes breaks.
Yeah.
Like you won't hear from her for a while. She's living life. She's relaxing. Mm-hmm. She's doing other things. She's enjoying herself. And she comes back. She goes hard. She takes a break. I do enjoy that. I'm a big mental health person. And that, you're right, BT. That is why it's a a hesitation for Cardi probably to release music because, god damn, bro, like, let her just drop some music.
And it's her first single. Like, who cares?
Maybe she just threw that out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe she wants to try something different. And I thought it was fire.
The video was definitely dope.
Her videos are always fire. Her music is always good. I just don't understand why.
She hate on that verse too.
Yeah, like, why people don't let artists try different sounds and do different things?
And why are we comparing it to everything? Damn, right. Let it be what it is.
Yep.
Right or no? I don't know.
I agree.
Right. And also, can we just leave Megan Thee Stallion alone about this Tory shit? Like, let's just leave it alone, bro.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think we all know exactly what happened anyway.
Exactly.
None of us know the full truth.
The truth that actually happened, I don't think nobody's going to accurately know. So it's hard to say, oh, it's Megan's fault or it's Tory's fault. He actually did X, Y, Z. We don't know. We weren't there.
Right. I think Meg Thee Stallion looks great. Like, I don't know.
She looks very healthy.
Started working out or something. She sounds great. So I just feel like people should give her some.
I think she's in a great space mentally.
Yeah. Shout out to Cardi and Megan dropping a new song.
They should do a project together. I like them.
I agree. I think that'll be dope.
Yeah. Well, what's not dope is Adrian Broner. He is in the McDonald's drive-thru half naked. What's going on?
He was in a driveway with his shirt off. He was in a drive-thru with his shirt off, and he was upset, I'm guessing, about his food, and he has his shirt off, and he walks inside the McDonald's complaining about an order. Man, I think that was lame. I don't think that anybody should be, especially, man, these people at McDonald's aren't making a lot of money. Like, why are you harassing these people talking about your food order and all this stuff? And it really kind of concerns me with him because, you know, a lot of these professional athletes, you know, go through a lot of mental health. It's not cool.
He was such a great fighter. I just hate that we're not talking about anything boxing and we're talking about this.
Right.
So I don't know how we can navigate out of it outside of him really tapping into getting some help. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he wants to, so it's hard to even say.
And he's a good person, man. Like, I met him a few times. He used to be at SL Lounge all the times with Mr. Ruggs. Shout out to Ruggs. And every time I met him, he was just always super cool and super nice. So when I see stuff like this in the media, it kind of concerns me about somebody's mental health. Because I said, this isn't like him when I met him, you know, the handful of times that I've met him. So I just don't ever think that it's cool recording and going and, you know, just doing disrespectful things at somebody's job, man. I don't think it's cool.
Oh, he recorded that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, he recorded it.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes. In case you missed it, let's get into some love versus money.
Yes.
Hey!
It's love versus money on the Baller Alert Show.
All right, today on Love versus Money, I'm going to give a couple, and you let me know if they're there for the love or is it just a business move, a good business move for them. You know, we in America, and, you know, a lot of people do things for the money.
Who is it?
All right, for today, we have Nelly and Ashanti.
Yes. This is love, guys. This is love.
Because we got another Nelly, spunk block.
This is a spunk block. I know y'all was getting on me about saying spunk. That is a word. It's a word that I created.
It's a Florida word.
He did a U-turn. He went outside of the city limits, and he realized that home is where it's at. And where's home? With Ashanti. Y'all kissing on each other and loving on each other. Only thing left to do is create a nice little baby that look just like both of y'all together.
No marriage first?
I don't know. Marriage is a contract between two people who make an agreement with each other. I don't necessarily know if that's what they want to do, but if they want to get married, I think that would be great. I'm a big fan of... I'm trying to give them a name. Ashanti.
That's cute. I like
I'm
that.
A fan of Ashanti. I really think these two should just continue to love on each other and start making out in front of everybody, man. I think this would be great. Go on a goddamn tour together.
Yeah.
This would be great. This is love on both of their parts. They are in love. Did you see her purse?
Right.
It's a purse of a picture of him. God damn it. It's... Her clutch
on the VMAs had them too.
They are having raw sex as we speak.
Because they met at the VMAs, right?
I don't know.
I think, did she say they met at
that
the VMAs?
That is a fully unclothed.
That is a nostalgic moment then. That makes all the sense if they met there.
Yeah, I think they met at the VMAs.
You know, and it's been, I think, 20 years or 30 years.
It was 20 years ago.
20 years, my bad. I added an extra 10. I'm just letting you know they are cuddling and they are spooning as much as possible. These folks are in love, man. All the clothes are off.
I think it's love, like, for one, like, they don't feel the need to keep posting each other. Like, that's number one. Like, they living whatever life they living in private. But everybody know, that's my girl again. That's my man again. And then on top of that, when you wait that long to be with somebody, he was in a long relationship. We don't know what Ashanti was doing. But he was in a long relationship, and he still came back like, dang, I got to go home. This is the only thing that feel right for me. So shout out to them. I hope it lasts.
Well, he said that this was kind of a surprise to both of them.
Yeah. We cool again. I think it surprised both of us, though. It wasn't anything that was, like, I don't think, planned.
I think when he saw her at that Versus battle.
Me too. That's exactly. He was
he
looking like,
he almost broke his neck to get over there.
He was like, shit.
I knew something was up when his ass ran over there.
At the Versus battle?
Yeah, and I was like, damn, like, that sounds like when you missed that old thing back. You're like, hey.
I want to spend the block.
You been good? Been all right?
Like, damn, I smelled y'all over there. You smell heavenly.
Been all right?
Crying.
How you been?
I smelled you from across the stage, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely tell that they are definitely in love. They have came to one of my parties, and I just seen how Nelly was just cheesing all night. I said, Nelly, you ain't never been this happy before.
Nelly Mo.
I said, look at Mo over there.
Man,
Mo is over there. He's so, I'm talking about, he couldn't stop cheesing. You should have saw him in the club when they came in together. I was like, he is just cheesing like a little kid.
Holding hands too.
Yeah, I said,
well, I do hope that this lasts forever. I hope we see marriage, because Nelly's never been married. Ashanti's never been married.
You think Nelly gonna have to catch the fade with Irv Gotti?
Good question.
Irv done sold that publishing and sitting high on the horse now, because he a billionaire.
Right.
You gotta stop talking about Ashanti though.
Clickbait.
You just give the people what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Clickbait.
Mm-hmm. What else we got, BT?
Okay, as y'all know, I got a brand new segment.
What's it called?
And it's called Pocket Watching. Well, we talk about people who make decisions with a lot of money, and we decide, is this a good decision or is this a bad decision? We pocket watching. We're looking at what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They showing it.
Right.
So we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Edwin Castro, 31-year-old man who won a whopping $2.4 billion Powerball jackpot in November of last year. But he chose to cash out. So he took the $900 million cash.
Right.
They took the taxes out, everything. So this man bought four mansions in California. I guess he's building a real estate portfolio. One of the mansions includes that he purchased is a $25 million estate in the Hollywood Hills, 13,000 square foot mansion, and sits on a couple acres.
A couple acres?
Yeah. Y'all think this is a good purchase?
Is he doing it for real estate purposes?
I have no idea. He also purchased another house that was $45 million.
I was going to say, if he buy a house just to buy houses, no. He ain't going to have enough time to spend between four houses in the same state. That's crazy.
If you're not experienced in real estate,
yeah,
that's
you just buying
thing.
Houses just to, you know, for your clothes or something, like, come on. Because a lot of these people who win the lottery go broke, you know.
That's what everybody's talking about.
And did he pay cash for these? Because if he did, boy, that thing deducted all the way down.
Man, listen, I watched this. First of all, I think that if you have $900 million lucrative cash,
right?
I think, what is there to buy? What is there? Why are you buying houses? Why I'm about to live the rest of my life and my kids and all this money can be passed down. There's like with that type of money, there are people that's worth that type of money that don't have that. This man has $900 million cash, and I've seen all these documentaries about these people winning a lottery, and then you talk about these people buy boats and houses and all these things, and then they go broke and they're homeless. You
and
know,
these houses that he bought, it's taxes on them houses, man. Mm-hmm. So if you pay cash, even if you pay cash for them, you got to pay taxes every year.
The upkeep. You got probably HOA fees.
Maintenance on the lawn, all type of stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I am a little nervous. All them houses right there, one was $45 million.
Yeah, one was $45 million. Another one was $25 million. What would y'all do if y'all won a lottery?
Does he plan?
Disappear. I'm disappearing. I'm buying an island though, for sure.
Buying an island.
Really?
I'm gonna buy an island.
I would probably just still live my regular life. And I wouldn't tell nobody.
No, you wouldn't tell nobody?
What? That's no way.
My family.
$900 million.
My family.
Nope, you better not tell them.
I'm talking about like my intermediate family, like my dad, my mom, my sister, my brothers.
And they gonna tell everybody.
No, they ain't. We like this. No, they ain't like that. But.
And y'all ain't gonna move nowhere?
Yes, we gonna move. Oh. I will move houses, build the house, but I'm never just. I feel like a lot of people when they not coming for money, they not used to money. They finally get money, and then now you got all these things that you need to do. You didn't even need to do these things when you didn't have the money. Like none of this stuff be a necessity.
But it's so hard to tell someone that shit. $900 million.
Ock, what you doing with the money?
Getting out the way.
Right.
Getting out the fucking way.
I'm not gonna lie, man. If I want that type of money, y'all gonna think somebody kidnapped me. Because I'm throwing away my phone.
But I'm also gonna do, you know, like, I'm gonna do a lot for the community too, my people. You know, like,
Being very charitable.
Women's shelters who, you know, in so many causes and things, you know, helping with trafficking and things of that nature. I'm definitely going to be putting a lot into that. Kind of like what Tyler does. I'm going to be putting that times 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely do something like that.
Yeah, I would definitely do.
You got to give back, man, because to get that level of money, man, that's a blessing, first of all. So I do believe in, you know, blessing other people. But I'm changing my number. I'm changing my number. I'm deleting my social media. There's no point in even people even knowing why I'm
anymore. You ain't working no more. You're done.
I'm done. It's over.
He said, "Fuck this."
I'm gonna pick a new country to live in every year.
Yeah.
Ball out.
Anyways, that was Pocket Watching. Y'all leave y'all comments at the bottom and let us know if this man is a damn fool spending his money how he's spending.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up? It's your girl, Agent A, a.k.a. Miss Hurricane Nate, and you are now tuned into a Baller Alert Show.
And we are back with the Baller Alert Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Agent A in the building.
Hey. It's Wilder. Hey.
Now we get to get all in your business. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How you doing?
Now, where is Agent A from? I'm good, by the way.
Real quick, before I answer this, I wanted to ask this whole episode. Do y'all both, like, NSYNC wear glasses?
What are you talking about?
Like,
Oh, like
is that
plan?
Like a part of the Samba, the glasses?
No,
not really.
Okay.
Like my eyes be hurting for real. I be
really. These lights are definitely bright. So.
Well, sometimes you know, a lot of times, I've either hosted a party or I've, you know, hosted some that had me been out super late. So I think the glasses are good.
Incognito.
And I'm a little goofy, so I may ask you a question and you may look at me and start laughing. So I try to negate that.
Okay.
We still probably going to
laugh. She's like, why y'all got
sorry,
these damn glasses on?
I've been wanting to ask that. And then when
the
I looked in
episode?
Your face. Yes. And when I was looking at you, when you just asked me that, I was like, I don't want him to think like I'm being weird looking at him. But I really want to know, do y'all like...
So where is Asian A from?
I'm going to do the whole story. So first, I was born in Maryland, but I moved to Atlanta as a baby on the west side. So I was there in Magnolia Park till like 8. Then I moved to the south side. That's where I'm really from. Clayton County, Riverdale, Gabriel, Point South.
Oh, she had to break it down.
Man, she broke it all the way
down. I thought
down.
She was about saying, then I moved
And then
somewhere.
I moved to the east side.
No,
then I moved to Decatur. Then I moved to Gwinnett.
I don't even rep Maryland at all, like, honestly, but that's on my birth certificate. You know, you don't say something, people be like, oh, she's a fraud. Oh, she lies. Okay. So yeah, you got to just put everybody it on.
You know, people don't want to get left out when they say where you're from. They be like, but she was born in Maryland, so she's really from here. She's not from Atlanta.
Correct. Like I was talking about with Steph Curry.
Exactly, because I was like.
Steph Curry's from Ohio, not North Carolina.
Man, that man, North Carolina, that man is from North Carolina.
His dad.
Where did he grow up at?
Ohio.
He grew up in North Carolina.
A little bit. Oh, majority.
Oh, he did his high school years there?
Yeah.
Yes.
His dad played for the Charlotte Hornets.
I feel like where you from is where you grew up at, period. Like, even if you spent your time in, like, Chicago for the summertime, that's still, like, built up of who you is as a person. So all that shit really matters.
Thank you. That's what I believe.
I was born in New York, but I grew up in Florida.
Not 1-2 weeks, though. I'm talking about real time.
We can also argue that you're from New York.
No, I was there.
Exactly. So I would say Steph Curry is from Ohio. Steph Curry is from North Carolina.
Because I would say I'm from New York if I stayed there all the way until I was, like, in high school. I was there until I was 3, and then I moved to Florida.
Man, wherever you found who you was, that's where you from. And that's why I tell people.
Anyway. How long have you been doing music?
So when I first started rapping, it was because I was dating a rapper. I always been musically inclined.
Who are you dating?
Not saying it. I don't give no weak niggas no clout. Like, okay, I couldn't even say his name. Like, if I'm saying his name, it's like a blessing for him.
Got it.
Yeah, I always tell you. Anyways, so I was dating
his... future, though.
Hell no, I ain't no... Not on, like that, on, shout out the future. Look at y'all distracting me. Shout out the future. Why? Listen to it, it ain't future, though. Mm-mm, no. So, anywho, I digress. So, I started rapping because I was with him and we went through a breakup. And I used to be in the studio with him. And I used to just, like, in my brain, unconsciously come up with words that he should be saying. I'd be like, this shit whack. And I'm like kind of like a submissive woman, you know what I'm saying? So, I sit down, I play my part. I didn't really say too much. But I've always been passionate about music, like, going through stuff, like, growing up, trials, tribulation, all that stuff. Just music has always been, like, my diary. So, I was just like, let me try some. So my little brother was making beats, started doing a little voice memo on my phone. From there, I went to the studio, and then I just started investing all my money into that. And then, shit, 2020 is when I met my independent label, which is Break Off Music Group. And then,
Dan.
Shout out to Dan. And so,
knowing as OT, go ahead.
Man, you got to deal with OT?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but before 2020, I was in the club. So I didn't have several
in the club
businesses.
Doing what?
You know, shaking ass with some cash.
Oh, you was dancing?
No, I was shaking ass with some cash.
Anyone particular in Atlanta or was outside of Atlanta?
Allure Magic. But nobody, like, I just bring it up just so it's, like, not the fraud thing. But I never posted it. Like,
not the fraud thing? What you talking
like,
about?
You know, people like, oh, she said she ain't do this, all this. Like, I just like to tell my story. I don't let nobody tell my story.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Control
her own narrative.
Gotcha.
So, I just, like, 2020, I met my team. Mm-hmm. So, no one really knew that. So,
thanks for sharing.
Right. So I had clothes business. I had swim line business, but hair business. But it just wasn't really like what I wanted to do. And when I got in the club, it was like, oh, okay, like I'm going to get out. Like I got in there for a reason, like to get some money, run it up and figure out how to invest. Met Dan and them 2020. From there, the rest is history, really.
So wait, how much money did you save before you left the strip club?
I ain't going to say the money, but I was good. I was good the whole 2020 year. Like, I was cool.
When I met you around this time frame in 2020, what gravitated me towards you is your energy.
It's wild.
I played your record, and then you got up, you pointed at me, you came, you introduced yourself. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists don't know how to do that properly, and it made me like you. Mm-hmm. As an artist, I was like, okay, cool. And then I remember we were at a club, another club. It was your single release. You got to your section, you stopped what you're doing, and then you came to the DJ booth and spoke. And I just wanted to highlight that because artists always think that they're just so too good to go acknowledge people that
they just think they're so important. They think that they're more important than anything going on in the club.
I just appreciate because Future does this, Thug does this. There's a lot of artists, Lucci, all these people do this, but there are a lot of other artists who don't.
Yeah.
And people will tend to not fuck with you if, you know, maybe the buzz dies down. But for you, I just thought that was one of the dopest attributes about you, that you would literally talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you. Now,
thank you.
This is happening during the pandemic. People are inside, but Atlanta's outside.
Right. We were outside.
You have a song. You have an independent label going on. when does Mermaid Gang is it Mermaid Gang the whole time, or did this come up after? Like, what's up with the mermaid?
So I've been Mermaid Gang. So real
why?
Tea.
What's
is,
mermaid? What, why?
So I'm gonna tell you what it is first, but I'm gonna tell you the tea because. Child, my sister watched all my interviews. She can't wait for me to tell everybody that she the one that came up with it. So my older sister, like, just started calling us mermaids. Like, we used to call each other, like, Powerpuff Girls, Cheetah Girls, like, you know, put a name on somebody. So she just started calling us mermaids. And me, I'm not, like, a take and run type of person. So I was like, I'm going to research, do my thing. So when I researched it, it said that it's a European folklore, basically saying mermaids were real, were long trenches, sung in the bottom of the ocean. And then, too, I think through life, you just got to keep swimming, like.
What's your sister name?
J5. Okay. Shout out to J5.
There you go. That's what I was trying to get out of you. Cause
yeah, she can't wait for me to say every interview. But did you tell them? Yeah. So, and I feel like just for the brand though, like, and I'm a woman's woman just period. I know a lot of women say this, but like I love women. And I know that we go through a lot of battles. So it's like, just keep swimming. Like, everything gonna be all right. Just keep swimming.
I like that. Yeah. Mermaid Gang.
Then we got the shark boys for the men, like y'all. The shark hard boys? Body boys.
That is one of my favorite men. Animals. I like sharks.
Yeah, so.
I feel like I'm a shark.
I was going to call them mermans, but they weren't going for it.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up? It's your girl, Asian A, a.k.a. Miss Hurricane Nay, and you are now tuned into a Baller Alert Show.
Now, I've never seen Asian A, like, in, like, a relationship or anything like that. I remember I asked OT on the side. I was like, she not dating anybody? He was like, nah, she don't really got time for that. I was like, she gonna be able to maintain this? Because, you know, you can get sidetracked a little bit.
And who is OT for the audience?
Oh, OT works for Break 'Em Off Records. Mm-hmm. If you're in Atlanta, you know who he is because he's...
Yeah, if you're an artist, you know, if you're artist in Atlanta, you know who OT is.
I'm saying he's annoying. He's not really annoying. He just follows up to the core to a point where if you tell him something, he's going to remind
you
a million times over and over. So he's literally been talking to me about you for at least 7 months.
That's how
months.
You know he's good at his job.
Really?
7 months. We And then when I saw you and then you put me on blast, I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I've never seen you... in a relationship. What's going on with that? Never? Are we never gonna do this?
Okay, so dating, okay. How do we open this?
You know, it's a whole thing. Dating in Atlanta, is it tough for you? Fucked up?
You haven't had the only 3 Africans that's in a dating pool.
Jesse
Woods talking about.
I like my man kind of exclusive.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really like men that I know. Like, I know a girl that, like, that been with you, so I would never do that. Like, but as far as dating for me, like, I'm just, you know, everybody got somebody. But,
Okay, so you got somebody.
I said everybody got somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can agree to that.
So someone's occasionally smashing. You guys are smashing on each other.
Occasionally or on a regular basis.
Regular?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Girl needs love, too. But
no, I get it. Go ahead.
But, Yeah, I'm really just.
But you're from Atlanta, though.
So. I'm from Atlanta, so
yeah,
I
so
know.
You know where to look. So for the audience,
where to look? Okay.
People, I'm
where...
crying. Now I'm the date master of Atlanta.
I'm just saying.
She said, so you know where to look.
I said, we so get you a know
lot
where
of,
to look.
We get a lot of women on this podcast. Like BT just said, we had Jessie Wu, and she was saying dating in Atlanta is very hard because the same three Africans get passed around. So,
crying. I've never dated an African before. I dated a Jamaican, but not an African. Sorry.
So where should women in Atlanta be looking for love?
Where's the pool
love?
At? Where's the dating pool at?
See,
or are
I
you
think
having
the,
problems too?
No.
Okay.
So I think that I'm capital P. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So like I'm not going to say it's this or that, but you know, everybody got something going on. But I feel like for Atlanta, like, you got to let a man find you. And the club, number one, is not where the man going to find you. Like, and number two, like, a lot of reasons why women ain't really finding love in Atlanta is because they expectations on men. Like, you can't expect a man, oh, every woman want a rich nigga now, but what you doing? Like, what kind of emotion you having? Like, can you even have these conversations with this rich man? Like, so it's like, that's a lot what's going on. So they overseeing what who could really be their type and love them. It might be somebody that walk at Walmart because that's what God sent for you for your mental capacity.
Ooh.
So, like,
yeah. Ooh.
Put me on, okay.
Hey,
you
talking that talk. First of all, why does every girl want a rich man now? What's up with this?
Because of social
media. I don't think that's ever changed, ever. Huh? I just think it's social media. It's the social
man,
media
I,
aspect.
Man, listen,
of it.
When I was growing up, I never heard my aunties or anybody talking about I need a rich man.
Well, your aunties definitely used to date the drug dealer, though, probably.
They probably did.
I'm telling you.
But see, it's social media. I think it's social media.
It's a version of it now. It's always been an enticing thing.
Yeah. It's definitely social media. And, like, honestly, it's just like, for me, even if a man be rich and have money, that is not my money. Like, I'm never looking at a man. I done got things from every relationship, like, because that's the aura I give off. Like, you going to want to buy me something because of the way I treat you. Like, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
It just levels.
How much should a man have taking you on a date?
It depends on what kind of date he want to take me on. Like, I'm simple. Like, I'll still go eat at Red Lobster, child. Please don't play with me.
On the first date?
I don't know about that.
See, that's it.
But see, that's me.
Right.
Like, because of my career, for one, I'm only dating a certain caliber of nigga. I ain't talk about money-wise, but what you do for a living
standards.
Matters. Right, it matters because my long hours, the way I talk, the way I move, like, I'm always around people. So it's like, I can't date a certain kind of man. Like, it just will never work for me.
Have you ever had any type of insecure issues with guys that you date? Because you're around other men all the time.
Because I love women. Like, and I love women. Like, so it's like, if a man is around a woman, I don't look at her and be like, dang, like, I could be with my man. He can look at a girl and it's not going to make me feel away.
Okay.
Cause a man gonna look at me.
Look at her with him.
Maybe.
Okay. But we're not going. We're not doing like a sister wife thing, though.
No. I think women are beautiful. That's all. That it. Point way. Period.
See, are you trying to see? I see what you're trying to do.
I know what he was doing. He was willing it in.
I know what
you think. Everybody think like Nicki Natural now. You think every woman thinks like Nicki Natural?
Anything can happen.
No, all us. What are y'all talking about, anyways?
Previous interview. It went all the way left.
He think every woman likes women now.
That's not true, because I'm
every
married
woman
to a
do
woman,
not
so
like
I
women.
I would never think that way. Don't do that to me, bro. I got four daughters.
I'm just saying.
Don't play me, BG.
Being insecure, what your man boils down to your own insecurities, like.
Okay.
Because unless the man is just ain't shit and you staying with him, but that's on you, like.
Okay.
Wake up and leave. Like, I don't have no, you know.
Okay. So speaking of your schedule, what do you have going on right now?
Okay, so I just dropped the single Moving the Dress, Going Crazy, featuring Big Homie Tiny. It's Iranian.
So you're my friend, right? I do definitely see you as a sister.
Okay.
But I definitely was a little uncomfortable because you and Tiny was goddamn twerking the hell on my goddamn timeline. It was your shit and her shit on my timeline. It's nothing but twerking ass and hookah and all this. I'm over here like, goddamn.
Give me Casamigos, hoe, and a hookah, bitch, because it is a vibe. Like, what? I mean, when you in the club and you with your homegirls, what you saying? Bring the fucking Casamigos and a hookah. Like, come on, let's get into it.
Wait, so y'all definitely need rich niggas. Y'all doing that.
I think that y'all are having fun.
So here's the thing about it.
It seemed like a fun video.
It's a fun record. It's not to be displayed as artistry. It's not to be displayed as anything other than fun. We outside, sundress season. That's it. And we don't need no rich nigga for Casamigos, babe, because they booking me with the Casamigos.
Hey.
And they including the hookah. Hello.
Gotta have the hookah.
Don't book me if you ain't got no hookah, please.
So you got that record?
Please.
Did you got the video?
Yeah, so we have a visual out now. We kind of went different with it because a lot of my videos, I can say, it's giving a lot of ass. So I wanted to go animated. So we kind of was like in the studio, and the whole video, we kind of like fell asleep and it turned into a whole animation film, which is pretty dope. So it's out now on YouTube. And then my other single, You Need Me, featuring Mitch, which is my favorite song out right now. It has a sample on it, Piece of Your Love by Guy.
Okay.
Super dope. Y'all got to go check it out. I mean, your mama can listen to it, your daddy, your girlfriend, your sister, your brother. Like, it's a versatile record.
All right.
And that video will be dropping very soon on BET.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Got any performances coming up? Any touring?
Yeah, so actually this Saturday I'm opening up from Fredo Bangs.
Okay.
Yes.
Salute.
And A3C is next weekend. Of course, we're indulging in Revolt. We love love, and we love black, what do we call
black
it?
Black excellence.
Black excellence, yeah. So doing that, hella A3C events, putting together a college tour, and then I'm supposed to be going on tour with somebody else this year. I can't
that
say
Ferrari, who? Like, he was finna go on tour.
Who?
I don't know.
I'm gonna find out.
Message.
Dear Baller Alert, my lady slick hurt my feelings with a low blow in an argument. I mentioned it to her and she called me soft, LOL. Now, I don't want to share my feelings ever with her. Is this a good thing or a bad thing for our relationship?
Man, grow the hell up, man. You talking about you don't want to share your feelings anymore.
Sassy.
Yeah, that is soft, man. That's a little, as Rari said, a little tender. You know what I'm saying? You gotta grow up and still be able to express yourself to your partner, you know, no matter how much you guys, y'all gonna hurt each other's feelings again.
Mm-hmm.
This is just part of being in a relationship.
I think that's sassy. And I feel like that's like trauma. Because why would you say that? Like, how you gonna have a mate and then you ain't gonna express your feelings? Like, what? Women love when a man express their feelings. Like, it make us feel like you care a little bit more.
I mean, I do understand that, you know, once you say something and then somebody, you know, tries to say, you know, disrespect that and call you soft or whatever like that and make you not want to say anything again, that means like you're not all the way trusting. And to me, it's like if you have a problem with that, I feel like however far you're trying to go in this relationship, a third party, a professional needs to be involved so that you can learn how to communicate to one another if it's something that you see a long road with.
Right.
I actually agree with that. But I definitely feel like you are in your feelings, so just get out of your feelings. Ain't no money in there. Ain't no relationship prosperity in there. Get out your feelings, my guy. And even though your lady called you soft, you know she probably didn't mean it for real.
I mean, just imagine you open up to your partner or something and you tell them something, you know, deep that nobody else knows, and they use it against you in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
That is
kind of toxic. So I would say I would give her the benefit of the doubt.
That's why I said trauma. It's some trauma stuff going on in that relationship.
I think it's a little bit more context that's left out a little bit. But if you don't want to share your feelings with somebody and you are in a relationship with them, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So you guys need to handle the problem and solve that. If you don't solve it, you're going to continue to have issues, and that's not a good idea.
He said never again.
How long was the relationship is the real question.
Yeah, well, if you don't want to share your feelings with her ever, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So you might want to get up out of there.
The trust is gone.
Yeah, you might want to get up out of there.
Don't trust her with your heart.
You're not going to tell her nothing.
Hey, look, so guys, you know, I know y'all, women, y'all have a wall y'all put up. Our wall is automatically there.
Like, yeah.
We don't have to ever put it up.
That's
it's already
what I'm saying.
There.
So for you to just let it down for a second and be vulnerable and then her to use that against you.
When men let their guard down with a woman, they're in love. I don't think there's any in between. We don't naturally just put our wall down ever because we don't trust nobody. That's just not what we're taught to do. We're not taught our feelings. I didn't understand my feelings. I was like almost fucking 30. I didn't know.
I agree.
So I was just saying,
but you
like,
had to get a third party involved.
I had to
help
get a
you.
Therapist to help me channel my anger and all type of shit. So for him to say I don't want to ever share my feelings with her ever,
that's deep.
This is a little deep because damn, you know what I'm saying? And maybe she's projecting some other shit that she got going on you. So you know,
yeah. She's wrong. I mean, too, like, you should never just put your man down, period, like that. Like, she wrong.
I mean, she called him soft. I wish I was
there.
She
wrong, but he is in his feelings, but I'm not saying he don't got the right to be in his feelings, but he is definitely pretty much sassy in his feelings. it's not even the what he said. It's the last part. I'm never sharing my feelings with her again. It's like,
yeah, that was a little dramatic. Some people
feel like that.
Guys, you know, men, sometimes we're a little immature with
that's
how
deep,
we express
though.
Ourselves.
Nah, man, we dramatic.
Yeah,
you guys disrespect me, I could get dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially when we don't know how to use. First of all, a man, I can't speak for all men. I'm just saying, a vast majority, we don't even know how to use our feelings correctly.
Correct.
But I'm saying that is so real. Like, he feels like I'm never sharing anything else with you again.
Never doing
so
this with you.
You might want to get up out of there because right. This seems like this is an issue.
That's the end of the relationship. If you ain't going to tell your feelings, how y'all going to communicate about anything?
Yeah. He should
unless
probably,
it's a long road with this person, like you got kids or you trying to, you know.
If you don't got no kids, you not tied down, y'all don't stay together, yeah, get up out of there, my
say
boy.
Goodbye.
Fuck them.
All right, before we get out of here, we got a pep talk.
Hello, it's your girl Asianae, a.k.a. Miss Hurricane A, and my pep talk today is just to keep going, keep being consistent, and keep being yourself. It's Wilder.
Baller Alert!
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.